From Tidbits on August 15th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Voila Screen Capture 3.1. Global Delight has released Voila Screen Capture 3.1, a minor update to its increasingly capable software for making and managing screenshots and video screen captures. The new release focuses on adding compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion, including support for full screen mode. In other changes, Voila can now encode videos using either JPEG or H.264 compression and export screenshots to PDF. Mac Tracker 6.1. Canadian developer Ian Page has released a new build of Mac Tracker, his popular encyclopedia of Apple products. macOS 10.10.7 Lion makes its debut in Mac Tracker 6.1's database, alongside the latest MacBook Air, Mac Mini, AirPort Extreme, and Thunderbolt display. The update also includes bug fixes that affect areas of functionality ranging from printing to smart categories. Migration Assistant update for macOS 10 Leopard. What affects macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard may be afflicting 10.5 Leopard, too. Less than a month after updating Snow Leopard's Migration Assistant to fix a problem migrating data to a new Mac running 10.7 Lion, Apple has now released Migration Assistant update for macOS 10 Leopard, which has almost exactly the same description. This update addresses an issue with the Migration Assistant application in macOS 10 Leopard that prevents transfer of your personal data settings and compatible applications from a Mac running macOS 10 Leopard to a new Mac running macOS 10 Lion. So if you're running Leopard now, be sure to get this update before you move your data to a new Mac running Lion. We presume it will appear in software update if appropriate to your Mac. If not, download it from Apple's site. DevonThink and DevonNote 2.2.1. Those using any edition of Devon Technologies information management applications DevonThink and DevonNote under macOS 10.10.7 Lion should take note. Version 2.2.1 of both apps fixes a number of Lion-specific bugs, along with a few other minor issues. Text Expander 3.3.2. The appearance of Safari 5.1 has prompted Smile to release Text Expander 3.3.2, which fixes the text expansion utilities delimiter, keypress, and cursor handling in Apple's latest web browser under both macOS 10.10.7 Lion and 10.6 Snow Leopard. However, Smile notes that expanding into password fields in Safari 5.1 still doesn't work properly. Along with other minor fixes, Text Expander 3.3.2 now retains proper font size when expanding into Microsoft Word. BBNet 10.0.1. After a major upgrade, a quick cleanup release is commonplace as subtle bugs reveal themselves in real-world usage. Barebones Software has now released BBNet 10.0.1 for that reason, fixing a variety of bugs in the latest version of the powerful text editor, some of which could manifest themselves as crashes. Other changes in the release now include additional expert preferences, cosmetic fixes, and more. For full details on BBNet 10's new features, see BBNet 10 improves UI, HTML markup, and EPUB editing. Also, BBEdit 10 is now available from the Mac App Store, although purchasing it there means you cannot perform authenticated saves, and you'll have to download the command line tools separately. Skype 5.3. Skype, now owned by Microsoft, has released Skype 5.3 for macOS 10, adding compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion and support for HD video calls when a sufficiently capable webcam is used. A number of other changes have reportedly been made to Skype's user interface, but since there's no list of changes, it's difficult to know exactly what they are. Though we did notice the design of the contact list has changed. Given the obtuseness of the Skype interface, it's worth reading the company's tips and tricks page. We can guarantee you'll learn some things you didn't know. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Econ Technologies, and Intego. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.